The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
You are listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS. We are looking at AI and how an over-reliance on AI may be diminishing reading and writing skills for our younger generations. Joining us on KCBS is Dr. Heidi Feldman, developmental behavioral pediatrics physician at Stanford Medicine Children's Health. All right, I think, Dr. Feldman, we may have gotten the gremlins out of the line here. I blame AI, right? We'll blame AI.
I'm so terribly sorry.
So we're getting some good questions in from our KCBS listeners, and one that I really like here. Kids don't learn cursive writing in school anymore. Mm-hmm. Is handwriting... Mm-hmm. eventually going to go away altogether? It seems like everything is on keyboards now.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. And you can think of cursive writing as a skill. And all skills that we learn through lots of practice. So think about tennis. If you want to be a great tennis star, you learn by getting out there on the court. And if you want to be a great musician, you have to play your instrument over and over and over again. And cursive writing would be something similar. If you want to be a really good cursive handwriter, then you have to practice it. Now, handwriting, I don't think is a really critical skill. It doesn't necessarily generalize to other things. If we were just keyboarding, maybe we'd be okay. But writing itself, synthesizing information and presenting arguments to other people and convincing people of your way of thinking, that element of writing could also go away. And that would be very, very sad. Because if we depend on AI to learn how to present an argument and to customize our thinking and think deeply, it would be like trying to be a great tennis star by just watching videos or a great musician by just listening to CDs. So it's just not going to work. We need to engage our thinking skills, our critical thinking skills, our language processes, and that's how we'll get better at making arguments and convincing other people.
You know, back in the day, if we had to write a term paper on something, and I'm going to kind of date myself here, but back in the day, we had to go to the library and we had to do research. Now, I mean, I suppose you could ask AI to write the entire paper, but at the very least, it is digging up the references and resources that you need. So that element of critical thinking kind of isn't as necessary anymore.
I think you're absolutely right. The AI is great for, let's say, combing through the literature and finding the right article that, you know, might be pertinent to the point you want to make, or the right column that an opinion person wrote. But your job as the human is to read the article and to synthesize it and understand it and dissect it. And AI is not particularly good at that. So I can tell you, we have an AI scribe that gets used in medicine these days when we are evaluating patients. And I've read what the AI scribe thinks that the conversation I just had with a parent or a child says and means. And it is not very, very deep. It's very fluffy and superficial. It doesn't really understand the important issues. And I would say that's true of AI in many different circumstances, trying to give you the essence of an article. I'm okay if you use AI to find the references. I think the human has to read the references, make sense of the references, and pull it all together.
Can we look at what happens in the brain when we physically read and write versus what happens in the brain, how our brain processes information from a screen?
Right. So the more activity that your brain does, the more it strengthens the circuits and the connections between different areas of the brain. So the brain has little cells we call the collective gray matter, and that's where a lot of computations take place. And then different parts of the brain have to send their computations to other parts of the brain so that the information can accumulate and give you more than each little piece individually. And I've actually studied those circuits, that white matter pathway that connects gray matter cells. And it gets stronger and more cohesive the more we read, the more we write. So we are changing the nature of the brain. Our brain is not static. Our brain is always evolving, even into late adulthood. And so the more we do certain skills, the better we get at doing them.
Interesting. I guess somebody could say, Steve, you're a dinosaur. We don't, scrawl charcoal on slate anymore. Maybe we don't need to write anymore. Maybe AI can take care of that. Is this just a natural evolution of where we're going?
Well, I think that the writing is indicative of the thinking behind it. So imagine that you're a business person, an adult, and you have a new product that you're really excited about, and you want to convince the board that they should invest in manufacturing your new product. You have to be able to, one, present a really cogent argument about why they should make that investment. And then they're going to pepper you with questions. Well, what about this and what about that? How's it compare to the previous version? Why should we go down this route? And you're going to have to stand there on the spot and make your really, really good arguments in order to convince the board. You're not going to be able to say to the board, hold on just a second. I'm going to go ask AI to answer this question so I can get my product produced. So your thinking skills are going to be useful to you in so many different settings. And if those thinking skills are atrophied and not practiced, then you're not going to be as strong when you need them in those other settings.
Here's an interesting question from a KCBS listener asking how much of this will coincide with pandemic era learning loss and the longer term implications of that gap.
It's a really good question. The pandemic hit different children at different stages of their development, and different families accommodated to the pandemic in different ways. So I think the brain is always changing. There's always possibility for improvement and for sculpting the brain into a really efficient organ. But it might take longer and it might take more work for a brain that had a period where it was unexercised. So again, think about an athlete that had an injury. If that athlete wants to come back and be competitive again in that in their field, they've got to practice even more than they might have had they not had the injury. And that's how I think a little bit about the pandemic and the disruptions to children's learning. It's not a total disaster. It's that, we need to recognize that there were periods of adjustment, and then we need to create an environment that allows the child to re-exercise parts of the brain that may have been under-exercised during the pandemic.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Okay, Dr. Feldman, we have a question here from KCBS listener Robert, who I think maybe is trying to look on the bright side. Robert asks, could using AI to make good writing become an important part of literacy? I mean, not everybody is just naturally a talented writer. With AI, perhaps they could become a good writer.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point. And, you know, a lot of us who write use human editors. So, you know, we don't necessarily have our best product come out first time when we hit, you know, keystroke to computer or paper to pencil to paper. And so editing might be something that AI could help with. AI could tell you that this idea doesn't sound strong or it's confusing, and maybe could guide the writer into a better product. But it is going to be an interaction between AI and a human brain.
Some researchers argue that writing itself is a technology for thinking. Does that match what you see in how children's brains develop language?
Well, so children's brains develop language at different levels, at different stages. Initially, we use language just for conversation, back and forth. And it's not very necessarily dense or academic. But when children turn 5, 6, 7, and they enter school, they actually layer on a more formal and more academic level of language. And that's the level that I think can be compromised if children rely on AI rather than rely on their own thinking and reasoning and learning.
For a parent who's listening right now, or a grandparent who's watching their young ones lean on AI for every homework assignment, what is something they should be watching for, or what advice could you pass on to them?
Well, I think one thing is that if the parent is attentive enough to know that the child is using AI, it means they're very engaged with their child's process of learning and homework. And that's great. So that gives them the opportunity to maybe swing the child away from the computer and enter into conversation about what the topic of the homework assignment is. And so let's say, you know, I remember homework assignments from the sixth grade. You know, one time I had to pretend I was an indentured slave and write what that might have felt like. The parent can engage the child in a conversation about that, can probe the child, can elaborate on what the child is saying, and then release the child to write rather than go back to the AI. I think AI has become an opt-out kind of opportunity, right? I open up a medical chart these days and I'm just shown an AI summary of the case. I don't want that AI summary. I don't need that AI summary. I want to opt in for AI, not opt out of AI. And I think we can have parents and grandparents help the child in that way. Let's do this work and then see whether AI can enhance it, can give you an additional fact or two that will bolster your argument, but not rely on it to do the work.
She is not AI. She is the real thing. Dr. Heidi Feldman, developmental behavioral pediatrics physician at Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Really interesting topic. We appreciate you coming on KCBS today and Ask an Expert.
Thank you, Steve. It was really a pleasure.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.